Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment. My job depends on ag. Meet the people who grow your food and promote agriculture all over the country. www.myjobdependsonag.com. Also, give them a like on their Facebook page at My Job Depends on Ag. So our second recipe for today is my recipe for Parmesan scalloped Brussels sprouts. Let's get started. The very first thing I need is 2 cups of Brussels sprouts. Now, what I want to do with these Brussels sprouts is I actually want to cut them really, really thin. So what I actually like to do is just tear them apart leaf by leaf off of the sprout until there's really nothing left in the center. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to mix that with a tablespoon of fresh garlic. I'm also going to add in 1 lemon. I just want the juice from the lemon for this. It's very, very important because the Brussels sprouts, they're very, very bitter. So if we don't have that flavor in there, guess what? It's going to be really, really flat. I'm going to go ahead also and we're going to add in 4 red potatoes that we want to have sliced really, really thin, like if we were making scalloped potatoes. But this takes the flavor to a whole nother level. It's almost like a potatoes cold cannon because it has such a unique flavor and the textures just they balance each other out really, really well. I'm going to add 1 cup of sliced button mushrooms. And we want to make sure those button mushrooms, before they go in here, are sauteed up just a little bit, not even to al dente. I just want to make sure that skin takes on a little bit more flavor than just a raw mushroom, because a raw mushroom, don't get me wrong, it's going to cook up, but with a little bit of flavor on it, it's going to be so good. So just saute them up in a little bit of butter and olive oil, salt and pepper, and throw them in this mixture. I want to take 1 Spanish onion that we want to have sauteed up as well. And if you want, you can actually saute that up with your button mushroom. And we want to make sure that the Spanish onion, that we dice those medium. And this is going to be really nice because we're going to mix the Brussels sprouts with the red potatoes, the mushrooms, the onion. And then we're going to go ahead and we're going to add 1 cup of Swiss cheese and 1 cup of heavy cream to a small pot. We're going to go ahead and let those cook up together. And while those are cooking up together, it'll start to thicken up naturally. And we're going to pour that right over the top of our potato Brussels sprout mixture. And we're going to go ahead and put our oven at 425 degrees. And when we put this, we want to put this in a nice flat kind of dish. If you have like a glass, you know, a baking pan, that works really, really well for this. But just something flat and something that is not going to make a mess once it starts to bubble. We don't want anything to leak over, especially into your ovens. We want to top that with 4 sprigs of thyme and rosemary as well. And once we put that in the oven, we're going to go ahead and put a timer on that for 25 minutes and absolutely enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.